Hemos horneado con unos cuantos ejercicios y una buena ración de términos especializados sobre cocina. Ahora le ponemos un poco de audio para que aprendas a pronunciar todo lo que lees y listo. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome to the Daily Vaughan.
Hello, hello and welcome to the Den. This is another episode with Nick and we are going to be here for half an hour, literally cramming in as much as we physically can, guys. So cramming in. Remember, we saw that yesterday, so to cram it in. So I'm going to have to go over the tweets from yesterday, guys. So I didn't get time to mention them yesterday. So Laura said, the exam is around the corner and I barely studied. I'll have to cram like crazy today. Cool. I'd say I have barely studied, but yeah, you could say both. Juan Ramon said, money laundering empowers corruption and organized crime. Very good. Yes, it empowers. It gives power to corruption and organized crime. Athul Sastre, always interesting your class. Ah, thank you, Athul. Always interesting your class. Thank you. Mr. Houses, the undercover agent is heading to the restaurant to find out if they use it to launder money. Excellent, Mr. Houses. Very, very good. So they go to the restaurant to see if they use it to launder money. The tail was cut off. Very good, Raphael. Laura, I might have cut off. Oops, I said only the thought of mutilating animals makes my hair stand on end. Yes, okay. So, cut off. Also, Belen, attention passengers heading to Warren Street. Traffic flows slowly due to a gas leak. Yes, so attention passengers heading to Warren Street. Traffic is flowing slowly due to a gas leak, I'd say. Present continuous. So, good stuff, guys. That was all from yesterday. If you want to follow me on Twitter, then Nacho, let them know what to do, please.
Tuiteanos, @ I'm Nick Kit, o lo que es lo mismo, IM Nick Kate.
Yes, indeed. So, guys, also remember to download the Vaughan Radio application completely free. Well, let's do it. Let's check out the headlines from around the world today. Okay, so North Korea has launched a missile and the missile has failed. Now, a North Korean missile launch has failed. South Korean defense officials are saying so. They are giving us this report. It is unclear how many were fired or exactly what they were testing. All we know is that a missile launch has failed. So the US military said it detected a missile which appeared to explode just a few seconds after being launched. So yeah, the states are saying that that North Korea launched a missile, and just a few seconds after launching, it exploded. So it seems like this has been another unsuccessful missile launch from North Korea, even less successful than other ones. Now, remember, North Korea is banned from any missile or nuclear tests. By who? They are banned by the United Nations. So the United Nations has put a ban on North Korea, saying that they cannot test any missiles or any nuclear things, well, any nuclear weapons. I'm guessing nuclear energy is fine. However, it carries out a lot of tests. Okay, so to carry out is llevar a cabo. Llevar algo a cabo is to carry something out. Yes, to carry out a test, to carry out a project, to carry out something. So yes, they carry out lots of these tests, even though they are banned from doing it by the United Nations. So first challenge, ladies and gentlemen, please send me your own tweets with to carry out. To carry something out, send me your own tweet, your own original work, your own composition with to carry out. Right, I've also forgotten to tell you the question, in which if you have the application, it's already been on your screen. Or maybe it's on your screen right now, in which case, answer. If you've got nothing better to do, of course. Now, how do you say deberían de haberlo parado in English? Deberían de haberlo parado. Is it A, it must been stop? It must been stop. Is it B, it should been stopped? It should been stopped. Is it C, it should have been stopped? It should have been stopped. Or is it D, it would have been stop? A, B, C, or D? Let me know, please. Anyway, moving on. A bank that lent $300 million to Donald Trump has been linked to Russian money laundering. To a Russian money laundering scam. So remember, a scam, S-C-A-M, is timo, chanchullo. S-C-A-M, scam. It's like, yeah, timo, una estafa. So it's also a verb, to scam someone. And the action is a scam. Scam. So, guys, send me, if you don't want to send me a tweet with to carry out, then send me one with scam. A scam. Yes, un timo, una estafa, fraude. So, yes, anyway, this bank lent $300 million to Donald Trump, has been linked to the money laundering scam. This is Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank is among the Western institutions that processed billions of dollars in cash. Now, this is something that's happening in the news a lot recently. They're just mentioning Donald Trump in this headline to get more attention. The bank lent money to Trump, okay? But I mean, the banks are involved in these Russian money laundering scam. That doesn't necessarily mean Trump's got anything to do with it. But hey, you know, that's what we call this clickbait. Now, on social networks, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, these places, you've got things called clickbait. Okay, now B-A-I-T. Bait is what you use when you're fishing or when you're hunting to attract the animal, okay? So it's el anzuelo or el cebo, okay? The bait, B-A-I-T. So if you go fishing, you put a worm or a maggot on the hook, and this insect attracts the fish. That is the bait, yeah? Or if the police are doing an undercover operation, they might use bait, yeah, to to attract a criminal. I don't know. They could use the honey trap bait, a famous one. They use an attractive woman to lure the criminal, or they use a fake drug sell or money, whatever. It's bait. So anyway, clickbait. It makes you click. These are stories with headlines that catch your attention. You know, very like sensationalist. Catch your attention, like tabloid newspapers in Britain, very sensationalist. It makes you click. So clickbait. Yes. So this is a typical clickbait headline here. So I'm going to move on from this story. Anyway, talking about the States, the NSA. The NSA. This was the organization. It's the National Security Agency. They were the ones that were involved in this wiretapping scandal. That they were surveying the whole nation. They were recording details about telephone calls from America, who they were calling, when, keeping recordings of the calls. So this was that huge scandal. This is what Edward Snowden, this is what he was involved in, okay? He blew the whistle. He gave up the secret information. He blew the whistle about the NSA, about what they were doing. And that's why he is hiding from the United States. He's still hiding. That's gonna be a long time, isn't it? I wonder if he's ever gonna go back. I wonder if he's ever gonna go back. If he's ever going to go back. Remember, if he's ever gonna go back, if he's ever going to go back. So yes, the NSA. This is the NSA. Now, a top NSA official has said that telephone surveillance should have been disclosed. It should have been revealed. Okay. So the US government, should have made public the existence of this program that was keeping telephone data about American citizens. This is someone that now works in the NSA, that is one of the top officials in the NSA. So he's saying that this practice, this telephone surveillance, should have been disclosed. Yeah, that the nation should have been told about this. They should have been told about it. Maybe this structure sounds a bit familiar. Maybe it's the structure from the question I asked earlier, the one that's on the application. Who knows? Maybe not. You should probably have a look, though, if you want to answer the question. So, yeah, apparently the NSA itself is now saying that the public should have been told, yeah? Deberían de haber sido informados, yeah? So les deberían de haberlo dicho. They should have been told. Yes, it seems a lot of people agree, NSA. So the NSA seems to be falling into line with what everyone else thinks. All right, and moving on. Beijing has closed its last big coal-powered station. Coal-powered power station. This is part of its push for clean energy. So China is taking pollution, air pollution, renewable energy very seriously, probably because of the air quality in a lot of its biggest cities. So Beijing's last big coal-fired power station. Coal-fired means powered by coal. You know, where you burn coal to get the power. It's dominated the city's skyline. Skyline is the shape that you see if you look at the horizon on a city, yeah? So the New York skyline is very famous. The skyline has lots of skyscrapers, lots of tall buildings, okay? It's the skyline. The Paris skyline is very famous. It has the Arc de Triomphe. It has the Eiffel Tower. The skyline is, you know, what you can see on the horizon looking at a city. Maybe not from all angles, but, you know, the typical photos. So, like, the London sky has Big Ben, has the London Eye. You know, you can't see all of these places from the same spot. from the same place, unless you have an amazing view, maybe. But yes, so this power station has dominated Beijing's skyline for 18 years, and it is finally being shut. So China is taking serious steps to become coal-free for electricity and heating. Good stuff. Well, guys, that is all for the first half. Remember, a scam, 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 and to carry out. Let's check out something else.
Hemos escuchado el movimiento número 12 de John Tunes. Esta tarde tendrá lugar en el Auditorio Nacional una sinfonía del compositor Richard Higgins.
No te líes, lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Sin prisa pero sin pausa. This is the Spanish expression that I use when people ask me what they should do with their children concerning English. Sin prisa pero sin pausa. The target date for English mastery is age 23. Children and adolescents don't need English, really, until they reach adulthood, until they finish their studies and start looking for their first job. This is usually at the age of 23. If they don't know English well at this point, they are in trouble. They have a problem, an important problem. If they don't know English well at the age of 23, when they enter the labor market, they will probably never reach a decent level, a good working level of English. So, as a mother or father, you need to make sure that your children gain a good command of English by the age of 23 at the latest. This means that when the child is born, you have 23 years to solve the problem. Are you capable of solving a problem if you have a 23-year window to solve it? I hope so. Here in Vaughan Systems, we provide kids, children, with dynamic verbal access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa. We will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. Contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
The weirdest and the wackiest.
Yes, the weirdest and the wackiest. All right, guys, so I've got three stories here. I've got three stories. I want you to tell me whether you think one of them is false, and if so, which one? Or maybe you think two stories are false. And if so, which one? Or maybe you think that all three stories are false. Or maybe you think that all three stories are true. So, some of these stories could be false. Some, all of them might be false. Let me know. Tell me what you think is going on. So here are three stories. Tell me whether you think all of them are true or false, please. First of all, Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson, American politician, the Secretary of State, the current Secretary of State, has said that he didn't want to do the job, that he is only doing the job because his wife told him to do it. Is that true or is that false? Next story. In Beijing, in China, a park is using face recognition software. If you go to the toilet and you want toilet paper, then you have to scan your face. And it will only give you paper if you scan your face, and only a limited amount. True or false? And finally... Kristen Stewart, the famous actress. Now, she came out this year. She's come out as bisexual. Okay, that part is true. But there's a story of a fan who had her a tattoo of her on his body, had it removed after he heard that she had come out as bisexual because he was not happy about the news. True or false? Guys, all of these stories, true or false, please let me know, and I will tell you before the end of the show. But first, we've got some tweets here, so let's look at these tweets, shall we? So, Alberto says, the party carried out a huge scam by using their slush fund on election. Very good. So the party carried out a huge scam by using their slush fund for the election, I'd say, for the election, on the election or during the election. But good. Enrique, I am carrying out an investigation about the scam of the sleight hand in the city centre. About the scam, I'd say the sleight of hand scam in the city centre. Yeah, or the scam involving the sleight of hand. Sleight of hand is when you do a trick with, you know, like a magician uses sleight of hand. It's when you do things quickly with your hands and people don't notice. Yeah, sleight of hand. You could use it to steal money, sleight of hand as well. So good. All right, Nelson. Big friendly hug from Brazil, dear Nick. Ah, thank you. A big hug back from Spain, Nelson. And Mr. Houses, great name, by the way, Mr. Houses. The con artist was carrying out a scam and the police officer caught him red-handed. Excellent. Right, so to be caught red-handed, say in Spanish, con las manos en la masa, we say red-handed. He was caught red-handed. I guess because if you've killed someone, your hands are red because they're covered in blood. So it's when you're caught doing something. Excellent. Well, let's move on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's check out some science news.
Science.
Okay, scientists are sounding the alarm. Now, to sound the alarm is to set off the alarm. Yeah, they're saying this CO2 carbon dioxide levels have gone past the point of no return. So these measurements are coming from Mauna Loa Baseline Atmospheric Observatory in Hawaii. So this is a scientific observatory where you observe things. You observe things from an observatory, a scientific observatory, saying that the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has gone beyond the point of no return. The highest point it has been in more than 10,000 years, apparently. So not good news if you like breathing air. A lot of scientists are very concerned about this, talking about the environment, about the rising temperatures, the sea level, and the effects it's going to have on the world. So to sound the alarm, guys, you're sounding the alarm. It's to ring, you know, to ring the alarm when you're scared or worried about something, you sound the alarm. If there's a fire, you sound the alarm. And in this case, they're sounding the alarm, metaphorically speaking. But that's enough for science news. Let's move on and let's check out classic mistake.
Classic mistake.
Yes. So the classic mistake. So we're looking here to the verb is to threaten. Okay. T-H-R-E-A-T. Okay. Amenazar. To threaten. Threaten, okay? Now, be careful, because some people say to threat. No, a threat is the noun, okay? Una amenaza. So, that was a threat. This is a threat. The verb is to threaten. Threaten. So, don't threaten me. They threatened him. Why are you threatening them? Okay? So, be careful. This is what we're looking at here. So let's use this verb in the story. Hackers Hackers have threatened to wipe 200 million iCloud accounts unless Apple pays a ransom. So a ransom is when, for example, you kidnap someone and you ask for money for their return. Or in this case, you threaten to do something unless you get the money. That money is the ransom. Yeah. Okay. El rescate, for example. Okay. Pedir rescate, to ask for a ransom, to demand a ransom. So yes, these hackers, they've taken control of at least 200 million iCloud accounts and they are demanding a ransom from Apple. They are threatening to wipe all of the accounts. They are threatening to destroy these accounts if Apple does not give them the money. Okay. So what are they threatening to do? They are threatening to wipe the accounts, to destroy the accounts, to delete the accounts. They're threatening to do this in case, unless they get the money. Now, remember in the past, they threatened. So they threatened to do it yesterday. When did they threaten to do this? They threatened to do it yesterday. Okay. So yes, this is not the first time that Apple has been threatened with this kind of thing, but it's the biggest time that they have been threatened to do this kind of thing. So a lot of technological companies these days are being threatened with deletion of accounts unless they get money. So guys, classic mistake, remember, to threaten, not to threat. Right, let's move on. Just about got time for one more section. Let's focus on structure.
Focus on structure.
Okay, so I want to look at beginning a sentence with no. Okay, no African citizens are given visas, have been granted visas for the African Trade Summit in California. So no person from Africa, no African citizens have been given visas to travel to California for the African Trade Summit. Interesting that. So no one from Africa or no African citizen has been given the visa. Okay, so no African citizen. Whoa, am I running out of time? 56. 2 minutes. Okay, good. I thought it was one more minute. Yes, so you could say no worker in this company is going to quit. Or you could say no computer bought has been good enough. Or no pen is as good as this one. Or no section in this show has been boring. So look at that beginning with no, guys. Before I run out of time, though, I needed to tell you which story was false, which one was true. The first two were true, that Rex Tillerson is only doing his job because his wife told him to. Also, the second story about the Chinese face scan to get toilet paper, that was true. This is to reduce the amount of toilet paper being stolen, okay? And finally, the Kristen Stewart story was false. I just invented it. It's not true, guys. Also, the question, deberían parado, is it should have been stopped. It should have been stopped. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back tomorrow, 1:30, for more Daily Vaughan. Until then, have a great day and keep studying.
Otra vez me ha suspendido el inglés.